First, we're talking about the baby. The baby in public. People bring the baby out, and, you know, there it is. I remember it's Tubby's now, but when it was Joe's tap room, I went in there one night, and there was, you know, Joe's. I mean, it's a bar, so people were smoking and everything, and a significantly pregnant woman was in there. And I kind of questioned that move, too. But luckily, I haven't seen... You know, I've been at, like, a bar before in the daytime when somebody brings in, like, their little kids or something. I think it was at that place in downtown. What's it called? A place downtown. It's my Irish name or something. Anyway, some place downtown, and we were in there, and these people were over at the bar, and, like, the guy's actually, like, has the baby on his shoulder, and he's, like, tapping it and everything at the bar. You know, it's like, is that really the place for... Small child, let alone a baby.
Was this at night or?
This is the afternoon, but there was no. I want to say maybe it was during after Purple Power Play on Points last year. During or after that we stopped in there for a brief beverage, and this yeah. So yeah, so but it's not a restaurant bar. It's just a straight full service bar, you know, with pool tables and so Finn's is what it's called, and it seemed like. Somebody had brought their baby in, and I was just like, really? You think that's wise? I mean, the movie theater thing is more regular. You see that. And you're lucky, man, that you were able to sit out next to it, because I assume that was probably a pretty loud movie at times, right? Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
So with a baby being in there at 10 o'clock at night, and just was it just sleeping the entire time?
I think so. That's unless impressive. It was watching and really enjoying the movie, but...
So did you roll your eyes and go, oh, no, when you saw these people sitting next to you with the baby?
No, I could kind of tell it was a chilled-out baby when I looked at it.
Immediately you knew the baby was going to be chilled out all movie, though?
Yeah.
There was no worry?
No.
None at all?
Mm-mm.
Wow. It's impressive.
You can tell. I got a thing where I can just look into a baby's eyes and say, this baby's cool.
Yeah.
Or this baby's lame.
That easy, huh?
That's the only skill.
That's a loud, yeah. Lame baby. Okay. So do we need to have rules, or do people need to be a little bit more aware of their kids when they take them out in public as far as the baby and everything, being young? I know people still want to go out. They still want to have a social life and everything. But bringing the baby along, you know, to the movies, what are you really accomplishing? I mean, the kid's not going to be able to really enjoy the movie or anything. Yeah, it keeps you from having to have a sitter for that time. I mean, come on. What are you doing to the rest of us? What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. You think we need to have some kind of rules and regulations over babies?
Definitely. Friday, went to the movies. It was like the 10 o'clock. Well, it was the 11:30 show. All the tickets were sold out. I tried to catch the 7 o'clock show as well. So I ended up on the West Side 4 over in Junction City, and I get in there at the 10 o'clock show, and there was a baby just wailing. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's not so bad, but then it got worse, and after a while, my phone went off, and I didn't feel much better myself, but I cut the phone off immediately. And, you know, I'm sitting there listening to this baby cry, so, yeah, definitely there should be some rules. You know, even when the movie's about to begin, they say cut off all cell phones. There needs to be a switch on the babies, but I don't know. It's just one of those things, you know?
Yeah, but maybe eventually the human race will evolve so that there is a switch on the baby. You can just turn it off like it's C-3PO when it starts to...
You know, because my phone started ringing, I'm like, oh, now here I am, you know? So I had to cut my phone off quickly, but the baby was still going on, so...
Yeah.
You know, just maybe they can come up with a switch for a child. I don't know. But yeah, there should be some kind of rules, definitely.